The Vermont House passed a bill legalizing marijuana this week. The Senate also passed separate legalization this session. Both chambers, though, have very different views concerning how the state should go about legalizing pot. In the final days of the session, some lawmakers are trying to bridge the gap with a new compromise plan, as VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
On one end of the legalization spectrum is the Senate plan to have the state regulate marijuana. It includes retail stores and the taxation of pot, similar to the approach taken in Colorado. On the other end of the spectrum is the House plan to legalize the possession of 1 ounce of marijuana and allow individuals to grow a few plants. This is like the legalization law in Washington, D.C. Now, in the waning days of the session, a possible compromise is emerging. The plan incorporates the House approach and includes a special commission that would study how to best implement a state-regulated model. The panel would make its recommendations to lawmakers next January, and the proposal would be subject to legislative approval at that time. Senate President Tim Ash is intrigued by the compromise.
We've said that from the beginning, that some progress on extinguishing the black market and moving towards a controlled, regulated system was really our end goal. How we achieve it remains elusive because of the late date of the House action.
Senate Judiciary Chairman Dick Sears is a strong supporter of the state regulatory approach. He says he's willing to look at the compromise.
If there's a path towards regulated market from seed to sale, there needs to be, to me, needs to be a path.
Senate Government Operations Chairwoman Jeanette White is a sponsor of the original Senate bill. She's not ready to support the compromise.
What do I think about setting up a commission? I think we ought to just pass the Senate bill. We've already studied it to death. We've already made lots of decisions. I don't know what the fallback should be.
House Judiciary Chairwoman Maxine Grad is a strong supporter of the House's personal possession bill. She has a lot of questions about creating a special commission at this time.
The question with the commission is, what does it do? What are its charges? How much does it cost? Can we do the same work? Can we achieve the same goals differently?
House Minority Leader Don Turner says he'll oppose the legalization of marijuana in any form this session.
We have enough problems in Vermont with opioid addiction, all kinds of issues that we're dealing with, mental health issues and so on, and now we're going to expand an illegal substance is what we're doing.
Why do the two chambers view the legalization of marijuana so differently? House Judiciary Chairwoman Grad thinks her colleagues reflect the views of many Vermonters that changes in marijuana policy should be done incrementally. Grad says legalizing the personal possession of small amounts of pot is the place to start.
Taking that off the table, I think, is a very big step for public safety all around.
Senate President Ash thinks the House and Senate come at the issue from very different perspectives. He says a strong majority in the 30-member Senate have supported a legal marijuana market for 2 years.
The Senate keeps maintaining that position from 1 year to the next. The House has huge turnover from year to year, and it turns out right now it's just a close call whether there's support for any further either decriminalization or legalization.
The future of the compromise is very uncertain because lawmakers would have to approve several procedural motions to bring it up for a vote, and that could be a challenge in the last days of the session. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.